This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, February 14th show. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm here to help build a strong financial blueprint 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can always call into the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, Scott Estes with the Estes team. Great opportunity. Sometimes take a little creative thinking, and buying at auction is one of those times. Short-term financing allows you not to have to tie up your own cash, but to leverage someone else's. Scott, thank you so much for coming back into studio. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me. Always a privilege and honor.
And it's always a privilege for my listeners to hear what's happening in your arena, because I think a lot of people forget or don't think that short-term financing is even an option. So a little background about Scott. Scott is a private money expert with the Estes team. They are a full-service real estate lending partner that lends private money for opportunist investors in single-family residents and commercial properties in the greater Puget Sound area. They help investors get in front of an opportunity and offer unparalleled service from start to finish. If you're a real estate investor buying a property off of the MLS at the auction, needing to bridge loan, refinance, or want their all-in-one fix and flip loan, you can't afford not to talk to Scott and his team. So Scott, excited to have a conversation with you here today. And let's go ahead and start out the show and explain to my listeners what private money is all about.
That's a great question. Private money is simply just that. It's private. There's multiple streams of, there's different pools of money all over the place. I have investors that are just individuals that like lending.
Okay.
I have hedge funds that are in this area that also have different appetites for different investor needs.
Okay.
Right? And so I get to shop all of them and determine which company is best given that client's scenario.
So you're a broker.
Correct.
Broker shopping out to find the best option. So tell my listener, Scott, on who this would benefit. Who does short-term financing benefit and who might need your services?
Anybody that's investing in real estate should know how private money works.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different beast than conventional lending. And in conventional lending, you've got your own set of hurdles. They'll look at the borrower's credit worthiness as a bigger factor than the collateral, than the exit strategy and what they're actually doing. And so in my eyes, I think I work with a lot of lenders. I work with a lot of real estate agents. I work with real estate attorneys. I work with a lot of investors that are fixing and flipping or buying at the auctions, or there's a number of, even commercial loans for people looking to purchase and become an all-cash buyer.
Got it. And so, as I mentioned before, we started the segment, it's really about not using their money, because you may have money, but why use your money, leverage someone else's money, correct?
Absolutely. You'll find that using private money, initial shock is, when you hear 2 points, 12% interest, a lot of people freak out when looking at it compared to a conventional loan, but the strategies are often so much different. In a conventional world, and if I'm going to look at holding a property, then absolutely I would look at, conventional financing.
Of course.
But if I'm going to fix and flip this as fast as possible, let's just say at an auction, you can't get conventional financing. So right off the bat, you have to come with cash, and that's something that I'll help do.
Mm-hmm.
I can help with the initial acquisition costs. I can also work in the remodel costs if you're going to flip it. And you might only need to come with 15 to 25% of that whole number, as opposed to in conventional lending, they would require 25% of the purchase. And then you would also need your, PITI requirements for reserves. And you'd also then need to have the ability of doing the remodel on your own, too. And that, for some people, it just doesn't pencil out as good as just using my money. I'm maybe a couple of days to close.
Sure.
You can get in and out of it before they've even processed your application in a conventional loan.
And a lot of times you're doing something with that property, or you're buying multiple properties, or you've got the ability to buy multiple properties at the same time.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that, Scott, or the cost, Scott, because at the higher risk, obviously, there is an additional cost, and it's higher than what you'd pay for traditional, just as you said. So can you break that down for my listeners?
As far as, I think speed is your friend in private money. The mm-hmm. faster you can get out of it, the cheaper it is. So when we first talk, we're going to need to figure out what you're going to do, how long you need, and then what your exit strategy is. And then at that point, I would either work with them on getting them a conventional loan to take it out.
Okay.
If they're going to hold on to a property, as far as Costco, I'm kind of like valet, right? The best way to explain it is that there's times where I can afford to drive around the mall and wait. But around the holidays, when I just want in and out as fast as possible, sometimes paying a few dollars for that luxury is worth it.
Of course.
And my clients...
I'd always do that when I go to Bell Square during the holidays.
Right. Because you just want in and out, and I want it to be as efficient as possible.
Of course.
And so when buying a property, if there's a lot of people circling that property and they're all making these conventional offers, mm-hmm. when I make my buyer a cash buyer mm-hmm. and I'm going to close in 7 days or sooner, and they can waive their financing contingencies... Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we win that deal, and mm-hmm. that's again where we're helping our investors get deals.
Of course, and that's a great point, Scott. Is just in a traditional out there, and these multiple offers in our market, it's just really crazy, and a lot of people they're feeling like they want to give up because and I don't think it's going to get any better. Our inventory is not seeing more inventory, so interesting times in that arena. Let's talk about if a listener's thinking this might be something that they're interested in. What is their first step, Scott, to get this process started, or at least research it?
We would have a conversation. I got to figure out, if I'm the right fit for them, mm-hmm. because oftentimes I might not be. They might really need to talk to you as a conventional lender. Mm-hmm. There's other times where I am the right fit, and I only work with people I like, love, and trust. And again, we...
And you like, love, and trust me.
Absolutely. That's why I'm here. I'm so honored. And I have helped some of your listeners, actually, that mm-hmm. Have written some amazing things. They've worked with other private money lenders, mm-hmm. and they didn't realize how amazing we were, and at the same time, how inexpensive we were. Right?
Yes.
They were paying way much more for guys that are kind of sharks.
Uh-huh.
And so we, we're really their real estate lending partner and can give it a personal touch.
Mm-hmm.
And, with 14 years of lending experience,
sure.
I make a very good phone-a-friend, and so I can instantly, get somebody like you on the phone
yes.
to figure out a strategy that's best. It's not a one-stop shop, mm. And so that's where, again, if you're an investor looking at buying investment properties, having a private money lender on your side like me, I think it makes it a different outcome.
And a piece of that team that you definitely need. Now, you talked a little bit about the time process. So your traditional close period from the time that, let's say that they make an offer on a property and it gets accepted, or they go to the auction house and they need that. What is that time frame?
I'd say give me, 2 weeks is basically what it is. So if we were to find a property and you've, at that point gone through the pre-approval, and again, mm-hmm. I'm not looking at your credit as much as I'm looking at the collateral and the exit strategy. So somebody
it's a little bit different than the traditional.
Yeah, right. If you've got a listener right now, wishing they could get in the arena of investing, and they have mm-hmm. a 500 credit score, if they have, 25% down and a great property, I mm-hmm. would love to talk to them.
So it's more lending on the property than is the actual borrower.
Collateral.
Because that is the collateral. And
exactly.
So if anything happens and they do default, you're going to take the property. So you're looking at that investment on the property side.
Correct.
Not to say that that's what you want to do, but that's,
never.
I mean, it's, we always want to make sense. And why, why is this? Why are they lending? Well, that's why. As far as your location and the areas that you service, Scott, what are those?
I'm mainly in King, Pierce, and Snohomish County. Mm-hmm. We've got guys at all the auctions. We also, again, I work with a lot of real estate agents and lenders. And
uh-huh.
I'm shocked as I travel around and meet all of the different agents and lenders at the companies. I'm surprised that maybe one out of 20 actually know how private money works.
Yes.
So a lot of your listeners just assume mortgage lenders know how private money works. And mm-hmm. it's not the case. They have no idea. And they're actually kind of baffled, too, just
sure.
like your listeners.
Yes. So what about the difference between, you mentioned commercial property versus just your traditional residential? What's the difference between commercial property, short-term financing versus traditional
The size of the loan.
Okay.
The size of the loan.
But really nothing.
It's not. Yeah, it's the same thing. For conventional, for a residential, whether you're going to mm-hmm. do a single family, a multifamily, doesn't make a difference. It's still collateral based. Okay. If you're going to do a commercial loan, then same thing. I'm looking at your rent rolls, your you know, the property, the collateral, what you want to do, and then what the exit strategy is.
Okay. So any tips that you have, Scott, for, I mean, who would this not be right for? You know, let's say they can't get traditional financing, so this is an option. Maybe it's the only option, but who would you say, you know what, I really just don't think the short-term financing is an option for you?
Anybody
that's... I'll give you the loan, but it's not the right one for you. Who would that be?
It would be a person trying to do an owner-occupied loan of any fashion. Like this money is only for investment purposes.
Okay.
So, you know, that's the biggie. If somebody had a foreclosure or a short sale a year and a half ago and they want back in, you know, to buy a home, I'm not that solution.
Got it. Okay. And that's it. That's great to know, Scott. So give a success story. You know, my listeners always like to hear stories. It kind of, you know, brings things to a little more of a reality. So what's a recent story that you have to share of success in using short-term financing?
One's here in Bellevue for a condominium where a guy, he's, you know, looking in the $3 to $4 million range for some apartment complexes, and he kept getting beat out. He's getting a traditional bank loan, and he kept getting beat out by hard money, you know, by all cash offers. And so we talked, and it was definitely, you know, a no-brainer when you look at the ROI of buying a property using my money to get in the door. We were able to secure the next transaction that he went after. And that was a huge win for him.
Awesome.
On another side, on the residential side, we were able to buy a house, you know, for $130,000, lend $30,000 into the remodel costs, and they were able to come with just 20% of that number.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, they just sold it for I think it was $275,000.
Wow. So there's some great opportunity, and you're there in some fashion as well to help in looking at those numbers and whether that particular property is a good investment for them. Correct?
Absolutely, it's a must. Yeah, we're in it from beginning to end the entire way.
Yep. So what about paperwork that they should start preparing, Scott, if they think that they want to take that next step?
If they're going to just apply, it's a really easy application. It's nothing like, you know, the conventional lending.
Okay.
It's really, I just need to get an idea.
Your job's a little bit easier than mine.
It's way easier. Oh. Yeah. It's an easy application. I've got to figure out what they've got. And then at that point, we'll pull credit. And that's about it for the credit side.
Okay.
I need to figure out where their money's coming from. Mm-hmm. And then if they're going to fix and flip, we just need to figure out what it is they're going to do to this property. If they've got an idea, they found a property for $150,000 and it needs a $50,000, remodel, what's that $50,000 going to? So have a good cost breakdown, itemize where those things are going to, and then have a, you know, be able to present that to us so mm-hmm. we can look at it all at once.
Awesome. So I have a listener that wants to talk with you. Scott, how do they reach you?
425-891-8260. Again, it's 425-891-8260.
And it doesn't cost anything to have a free consult with Scott, and it actually could cost you a lot if you don't talk with him before you look into this arena. Again, if you didn't get that number, you can call into the show, 1-855-400-1150, 1-855-400-1150, or online at themoneyhour.com. And if you type in Scott's name, you'll pull up all the podcasts because he's been in studio many times to share his wealth of information in this arena. Scott, thank you so much for coming back in studio. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
And coming up next on the Money Hour, development around transit can boost ridership and make neighborhoods better places to spend our time. Jeff Patrick with Sound Transit here to share what's coming up in the future right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.